What's up, everybody? I knew y'all be back. You're listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Holla at your boy!
All right, you made it back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I am Josh Bandy, as always, here with my boy Trey Burris.
What's good?
There he is. Well, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, man, this week, man. We got a schedule release and all kinds of wild things going on.
So what we're going to do today is basically we're just going to go over all the stuff that you might have missed over the last couple of weeks in the NFL. There's a bunch of crazy things, a bunch of not crazy things, but just stuff that you might want to know about.
Yeah, absolutely. Like what's going on with Sony Michel right now, Trey?
So Sony Michel gets traded to the Dolphins on a one-year contract.
Dude, the Dolphins are, man, they're looking a little scary.
Well, here's the thing, bro. They got Chase Edmonds. They got Raheem Mostert. They got Sony Michel. They got Miles Gaskin. They got Salvin Ahmed. Who's going to be their running back starter? And like, what is going to happen there?
You know what that does tell me, though? That tells me that they do not trust Tua.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
they just stocking up on running backs. I don't know if this dude gets hurt. I want this dude to be ready. If this dude gets hurt, I want this dude to be ready. But all of them got some like injury background going on. You know what I mean?
Well, and they said that Chase Edmonds is supposed to be like, everybody's excited about him. And they're like, he's going to be a top, you know, top 20 running back. But now that you got Sonny Michel in there, he's going to be fighting for that starting role. Cause I promise you, Sonny Michel ain't no joke.
Yeah. Yeah. You had Sonny Michel last year. I remember you picked him up and threw him.
Yeah. Cause Henderson got hurt and Cam Akers was out with the torn Achilles. So he was the only one
all year.
And he killed it when he was out there by himself. He didn't need nobody help.
Yeah, he had his moments for sure, for sure. Yeah. Man, what's up with that dude? Sony Michel always ends up in a good spot. How many Super Bowl trophies does Sony Michel have?
He caught a couple with
Tom.
Yeah, I think so.
And then he slid over to the Rams, got him one. I'm going to make me worried. I hope the Dolphins don't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it's like a one-year, $1.4, $1.5 million contract. So he's steadily just racking up cash. It's a veteran contract, but, I mean, he's making the money.
Yep. Well, you know, McDaniels come from the Shanahan coaching tree. You know how Shanahan is with that running the ball.
Right, exactly.
Run, baby. But you know what? Sony does have good hands. He can catch, you know. He had a pretty good teacher, I'd say, but he can catch. So maybe they're thinking to, short passes,
check down. Give him somebody to check down to, for sure.
Check down Charlie. That's right. Moving on to other things. How about old Jerry Jeudy over there in Denver? Hey, man.
Yeah, so.
Your boy Russell Wilson don't have no luck at all, does he?
I know, and they've been practicing together, man, and it's been awesome, and Russell's all about it and everything, and then, boom, he gets hit with domestic violence, gets arrested, and now from what I've read and from my research, I've found that there's literally zero evidence about anything. It's not an actual physical domestic abuse. It's basically he had her kid, and she wanted the kid back, and he, like, kept her from getting in her car and, like, took her phone and some stuff.
He threw the keys and the phone and the wallet in the car and locked it, right?
Yeah, and wouldn't let her leave or something like that. I think she was trying to move completely with his kid, though, you know?
Man, so how do you catch, like, a domestic on that? You know what I mean?
Well, like, you know, when you're that famous and somebody calls and says, hey, Jerry Jeudy's over here being violent, you know, they're going to send out immediately.
That's wild. Wow.
And, but he's already out on bail. And from what I've read so far, it doesn't seem like it's going to mess up the future too much.
Well, he got released on his own reconnaissance, meaning he didn't have to bond out, right? Am I right?
Yeah. I think that's what it said.
Yeah. They'll probably, hopefully drop it. I mean, that is more of an annoyance of anything. I mean,
I really think that's what it was, is she just wanted to cause him problems. Which, you know, I don't know their relationship. I don't mean to.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, check. You know what I mean?
Right.
Your boy Russell over there, man. Like, that's a little rocky start, but he's going to be all right.
It is. But last year, when Courtland Sutton was by himself, he was killing it. And when Jerry Jeudy came back from injury, all it did was hurt Courtland Sutton, and it didn't benefit anybody. Yeah. So I don't know, how that'll play out. Or I still don't know who's going to be the wide receiver one in Denver, is Jerry Jeudy or Courtland Sutton, because either one of them could do it.
I hope Judy breaks out this year, man. I had him last year, and I want to say I had him the year before for a little bit. And, you know, he's like that guy that you plug in. You're like, this is the week. You know what I mean? And
right.
I mean, last year it wasn't rarely. It was rarely the week, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I like Judy, though. I like Judy. He's all right.
Yeah, he's a good dude. So there's been a lot of controversy with Treylon Burks and his first practice at the Tennessee Titans.
Your homeboy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And everybody's giving him crap because he had to go to the nurse's station and da da da, and he had to, you know, he took a break from the practice and he was having trouble breathing and everything. And everybody's like, he's not in shape, blah, 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 blah. And what I have to say to that is, first off, it's his first day in the NFL. That's a lot of anxiety. Second off, he's out there in a Tennessee sun, which I know he's in shape because he's been with a trainer since he got out of Arkansas. He hired a personal trainer to keep him in shape.
Nice.
I'm sure he had like a panic attack or something, you know, just the hype of it all and everything.
I read that he actually has asthma.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I was reading.
Well, I knew that they had him using an inhaler and everything, but from what I've seen, day two, three, every day since then, he's been clean and finished all the practices, no problem, and everything's working out fine. And today he got the bag. $14.4 million guaranteed over 4 years.
Oh my gosh.
All guaranteed money, baby.
Wow. So
that, obviously they weren't that upset about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Vrabel said, like he says that the college boys ain't really showing them how it's going to be when they get to the NFL.
Right, right. And it is, you know, a stressful situation, I'm sure. And Vrabel said even the trainers, you know, they don't know the routines that they go through. They don't know what kind of pressure they put them on. And their first goal when they get to camp is getting them in the best shape of their lives, because that's the start before you learn the plays and everything. Yeah.
Well, I will say this. It does remind me of last year with Ja'Marr Chase. You know, Ja'Marr Chase, he keeps dropping passes. He keeps dropping passes. And then what happened? He had the best freaking rookie season we have seen since what? Randy Moss, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
Ja'Marr Chase come on the interview and he was like, man, these NFL balls are a little harder to catch because they didn't got the white lines like college football.
Did he say that?
He said that exactly. And everybody was like, oh, he's done for. He ain't nothing. You know what I mean? They're giving so much crap. And then look what he did.
I still drafted that mofo, bro. And I mean, he tore it up. I know somebody out there in their fantasy season had him last year. In that game in the playoffs, it was a fantasy playoffs, and dude went off on Kansas City, bro. What, he hit like 300 yards? Oh my God. How about Jarvis Landry
getting traded to the Saints?
Oh man, I don't even want to hear that, bro.
Yes, sir.
I need to chill out over there in New Orleans, bro.
That's a big thing. That's a big deal down there.
I like Jarvis Landry. He's got good hands, man.
Now they got Michael Thomas, Jarvis Landry, and Chris Olave. I mean, that's a pretty solid wide receiver core.
They do have a good wide receiver core. Hopefully Jameis can throw it to him. I mean, not hopefully for me, but hopefully for them and hopefully for y'all and your fantasy teams, but not hopefully for my Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And then they said that Jarvis Landry is trying to get Odell to come down.
I don't think so. No, Odell, he's going to be out till probably, what, December with that ACL?
I think it's going to be quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking he just signs back with the Rams. I don't know why they wouldn't sign him back, you know what I mean, as an option anyway. I mean, he did what he needed to get them a Super Bowl.
He was on his way to being the Super Bowl MVP. As I hate to admit that.
Right.
Oh, man.
How do you get to cry like a bitch and then go to another team and then get your Super Bowl anyway? It's like,
I know. Yeah. Man, no kidding.
Hey, if your dad tweets and says the quarterback ain't throwing you the ball enough, come on, man.
I know.
Come on.
You say his dad, you mean, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, for the people listening at home, I put quotation marks there, just so you know. His dad tweeted that. Because, I mean, if I was trying to get some stuff out there, I'd be like, Dad, post this video for me real quick. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I didn't do it. It was my dad.
I ain't even causing no problems. That's family business.
I'll talk to him.
Right.
What else we got going on?
We got Drew Brees with a crazy tweet.
Oh, man.
I guess there was a lot of stipulation that he might be coming back and everything. Well, his tweet come out and he said, despite speculation from the media about my future this fall, I'm currently undecided. I may work for NBC. I may play football again. I may focus on business and philanthropy. I may train for the pickleball tour, senior golf tour, coach my kids, or all the above. I'll let you know.
Oh, wow. Drew Brees is not coming back, bro.
No, bro, he's not.
He is not coming back.
No, and he wouldn't come back to play for the coach at the Saints now, you know what I mean?
Without Sean Payton, you mean, or?
No, not Sean. Since it's not Sean.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Maybe if it was still Sean Payton, he might, you know, play a couple games or whatever.
Yeah.
But that was the dynasty, and it's over with.
Drew Brees, man, he probably just watching them last year and he's like, I could do it. I could still do it. You know what I mean? Like he's only a year out the game. But I mean, if you
he feeling like Tom.
Yeah, you know.
He's like, he ain't retired, I could probably do it.
Yeah. No kidding. I just took a season off, you know what I mean? I had to clear my head.
You got Ben Roethlisberger sitting on the couch like, I ain't doing shit.
Yeah. No doubt. Big Ben's just chilling.
He ain't coming back.
No way. But I will say this, dude. Drew Brees, that his arm is gone, bro. He has got like no arm. You remember him? I mean, I'm in that game against Tampa Bay when Tampa won the Super Bowl. I could say that a good part of that game was Drew Brees' fault because the New Orleans defense, they were playing good enough to win that game.
Yeah. And they do have a good defense. They still have a good defense.
I know. And they got old Tom's number, man. No lie.
And then didn't you say they picked up the Honey Badger?
Uh-huh. They got the Honey Badger on defense.
Dude, they might be a sneaky, solid team, bro. I'm just saying.
Oh. Yeah, I really got worried when they were talking about getting Deshaun over there. You remember that?
Oh, dude, yeah. That was nuts.
Oh, dude. My butthole puckered up a little bit when I heard that. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need him in our division, bro. It's like he's either going to the Falcons, the Saints. I'm like, no. Thank God the Browns signed him. God the Browns freaking went on and got him, dude, because there was a good chance he was going to our division.
Mm-mm. I love that he come out and was like, I am not going to the Browns. You know, he wasn't waving his. And then they were like, psych, give me the money, bitch.
They were like, $345 million says you do.
He said, you're not wrong. I'm on the way. Hey.
No doubt. I bet there ain't shit to do in Cleveland, man.
Oh, no. But you know what? He's probably going to kill it. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah. Hey, anybody listening in Cleveland, if there is shit to do in Cleveland, please let us know down in the comments if you're watching on YouTube.
For sure. Nice plug.
Hey. I'm learning.
Go ahead with this Gronk tweet.
You're talking about Gronk. So apparently, I think it was Fournette went on there and he was talking about, you know, people wearing them number 7 jerseys or something like that next year. And Gronk goes on there and says, I'll be cheering you on from the stands.
Oh,
he's just playing, bro. He's gaslighting like a mofo, right? Don't you think?
He has to be, bro.
I have a theory on Gronk. I think he just don't want to go to OTAs and shit. You know what I mean? Right. He just wants to like relax and like he said he could get in football shape in what, 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And he knows if he says he's ready to go, they're gonna bring him in.
Yeah. Oh, they've already told him it's happening. I mean, anytime he wants, he can come back. He said it'll take him 2 weeks to get in football shape. I call bullshit on that, man, honestly. But I mean, Gronk's a beast. Don't get me wrong. But 2 weeks? Come on now.
I mean, I feel like he stays working out anyway.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He's probably keeping himself in shape secretly, but he just don't want to deal with all the rules and regulations.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, if he teeters on, I might retire, I might not. You know, and that's why I think Tom ain't tripping. Because Tom's like they probably talk, and Tom's like,
Oh, yeah, man,
we got you.
Yeah, just like that pass for, what was it, 100K bonus or whatever? And they were going to take Tom out, and he was like, nah, baby.
Hey, you saw Tom's face. He's like, I ain't coming out. Right? Yeah, he threw it just a short little pass to Gronk.
Then he was like, nah, take me out.
Yeah, I'm done.
That's all I got. You got anything else, boss?
Well, I did hear something about Deshaun going in. They're actually having meetings right now to figure out what his punishment is going to be with all that.
Oh, for suspension or whatever.
Right. According to football. What do you think they're going to give him?
Man, I feel like they have to give him, like, you know, at least a 3 or 4 game suspension. And I think it should be more than that, but I don't know. You know what I mean?
I think 3 or 4 would be generous.
Yeah, exactly.
But before he can, I mean, they haven't found him guilty of anything.
Right.
I mean, honestly, they dropped the charges, and it's all going to be just like, you know, going to court, lawsuits, civil lawsuits and stuff
right,
like that.
Civil court.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm thinking, I mean, I've heard things like he could be gone for a year, a whole season, sit him out. But I'm thinking 6 to 8 game suspension is probably what they're looking at. And if that's the case, what do you think about Baker Mayfield?
I don't think he's going to play. I think he'll refuse to play. I wouldn't.
Me neither. No. Bro. Disrespect, bro.
They have made a point. They do not want Baker on the field.
Oh.
And so if they end up suspending Deshaun for a whole year, they're going to probably have to call Baker and be like, hey, bro, you know, we sorry, dog.
Yeah,
and Baker,
right.
Baker going to be like, so what? I'm on the bench, baby.
Mm-mm.
Hey, or go out there and just start throwing it left and right.
Either way, he's getting paid next year. What, exactly. $18 million against the Cavs?
Yeah, he's gonna get his bag no matter
what. That's right. Did you see that interview he did on that podcast? He had he did an interview on a podcast. It was like right after everything come out, and then they were talking. Right, they had a dog sitting next to him, just laid out, dude, with his legs spread. I don't know. I just thought that was funny, man.
He's a goofy dude, man. And I liked him in college. I watched him when he was at Oklahoma, and I liked him a lot. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he's done something for the Browns, because the Browns ain't been nothing in 10 years or more.
You're damn straight. He took them to the playoffs. He won a playoff game against the Steelers, which are one of their main rivals. Okay. Mm-hmm. What, they hadn't won a playoff game in what, 20 years, something like that. I mean, just the disrespect. And you know what? Another thing, last year, he was so jacked up, bro, and he played through it. He had his arm in that little freaking thing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He was,
and nobody cared, bro. They were just like, get him out.
All they're talking about is how bad he sucked, you know what I mean? And he did suck. But still, he tried. No.
But Cleveland's got that pitchfork mentality, dog. If you don't just constantly put up great numbers, I mean, they'll come. They'll come with the pitchforks and the fire. And
it's not a good ran organization. I honestly believe that. They don't know what the hell's going on over there. They need to get some better people in the front office, because that's where it starts. It starts at the front office and it trickles down. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Well, I do have a little something I would like to say. A couple days ago, my grandma did pass away. I just want to take a moment of silence just to pay respect to her, Carol Adams.
For sure.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you letting me do that.
No doubt.
It's been a rough week for my family and stuff, and pray for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for watching the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. If you have a email, please send it to 4thandflex@gmail.com. You can listen to us on Spotify. We're now on Apple Music. We're on Google Podcasts. We everywhere.
Everywhere, baby.
Thank you. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, comment. If you're on watching us on YouTube, we appreciate all the love and support, and we will see you next time. That was good, bro.
Yeah.
That was real good.